Question. What do a former Celtics dance team member, an East Boston coder, and a corporate product manager all have in common? They're all trying to make a career change and find work in Boston's fast-growing tech sector. This morning, they're all starting an 8-week job training boot camp. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on the increasing number of private training programs in the city.
In an auditorium on Boston's waterfront recently, people who just finished a job skills program paraded across the stage one by one.
Career pivoting is like a pageant. In a pageant, a large part of your score is talent.
In a 60-second pitch about herself, Nicole Bike explained how her career has progressed from being a Miss America pageant contestant to her passion for marketing analytics.
I want a position in a high-energy firm where I can be creative, leverage my analytical and communication skills. Oh, I also want world peace.
Watching in the audience were dozens of prospective employers. After the pitches, everyone mingled over snacks and soft drinks. Rayla Ripaldi was able to look on from the sidelines. She had already accepted a job offer.
So I'm going to be brutally honest. Like, before this, I pretty much thought I wanted to move to the Bahamas and be a bartender, like, with my dog on the beach for the rest of my life. I was kind of done with corporate America.
Ripaldi used to be a client manager for a downtown firm. That's when she quit her job and signed up for Startup Institute. The Boston-based organization runs this 8-week training program.
And about halfway through, I was like, no, like, I like working. Like, I like tackling problems. And so it really just changed my perspective and brought back a lot of confidence that I had lost. And that, to me, is really priceless.
Ripaldi says the program's mix of networking, hard skills, and career coaching helped her land a marketing job at the Boston startup Flywire. Standing nearby, David Lewine was holding a program from the Talent Expo. Next to the bios of some participants, he had put check marks.
Now that I'm working, I'm on the hiring side.
Lewine works for Jhana, a Boston company in the mobile business. He says it hires people out of school or from other companies, but increasingly from training programs like this one. It worked for him. He's an alum.
I went from academia to being a commercial fisherman for 10 years to being a high school teacher for 10 years, and along the way, sort of reactivated my interest in coding.
People are switching careers more often. Business models are changing. Those are some of the general trends behind the growing number of private training programs like Startup Institute. But there's another factor specific to Boston.
There's a huge talent gap in the innovation economy in Boston.
That's Diane Hessen, the CEO of Startup Institute. It charges just over $7,000 for its 8-week trainings. There are different tracks in sales, marketing, and web development. But Hessen says it's also about preparing people for working in fast-growing startups.
How do you operate in a really unclear, unstructured environment without feeling paralyzed? You know, how do you work well in a 21st century culture? Everyone's looking for those kinds of skills.
And there are other training programs trying to offer those skills, online and brick-and-mortar ones. General Assembly is one. Intelligently in South Boston is another. Executive Director Abby Week says Intelligently offers standalone classes and longer training.
For example, our exchange program for new managers is 6 full days over 4 months. And we do that so people can actually practice and experience that behavioral change.
Often, the workers don't pay for this. The startups do.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, that still sucks. One more try. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Oh, that is much better.
At a recent open house for Startup Institute, Alan Tellio answered questions from applicants. Just 1 in 5 will go on to be selected. One of them is Patty Amatori.
I'm 32, but it's like, what do you want to do with the rest of your life?
Amatori says her college degree in communications got her into entry-level positions without much direction.
And I just really think that this program will give me the confidence I need to really go out there and figure it all out, I think. I don't know. I have no idea. We're going to try it out and see where I land.
Amatori's in the marketing training that starts this morning. It's the first day of the rest of her career. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.